Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a tape dust style sub and bass line for jungle and old school drum and bass in Ableton Live 12, using groove pool tricks and a few simple automation moves. Now, the vibe we're after is not a perfect, clinical sub. We want something that feels a little warm, a little unstable, warm, dusty, rhythmic, and human. Think classic jungle energy, but still tight enough to hit hard in a modern mix. The big idea here is simple. Instead of drawing one static bass note pattern and leaving it there, we're going to rebuild the bass line so it breathes with the drums. We'll keep the true sub clean and mono, then add a separate dust layer for character. After that, we'll use Groove Pool to give the MIDI some swing and movement, and we'll automate a few small things like filter cutoff, saturation drive, and volume. Tiny moves, but they add up fast. First, set your project tempo to 170 BPM. That's a really nice middle ground for jungle and drum and bass. If you want it a little more old school and laid back, you could go a touch slower, but 170 is a great place to start. Before the bass, get a simple drum loop going. You don't need anything fancy yet. Just a kick, a snare on 2 and 4, and maybe a breakbeat or a few hats. This matters because bass in this style always lives in relation to the drums. If the groove works alone but falls apart with the break, the bass probably needs to be simplified. Now create a MIDI track and load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. That's your clean sub. Keep it simple. We're not trying to make the sub itself complicated. We're trying to make it solid. Add a little headroom, keep it mono, and don't worry about extra processing yet. Write a short bass line. Start with something basic, maybe a 1 or 2 bar phrase with just 4 to 6 notes total. Use long notes in one part of the phrase, then short notes or offbeat notes somewhere else. In this style, space matters just as much as notes. A root note, a passing note, maybe a fifth, maybe an octave drop. That's already enough to start getting the movement. Now add a saturator after operator. Set it gently, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip on. This is just to bring out some harmonics so the sub translates on smaller speakers. You still want the low end to feel clean and focused, not fuzzy. After that, add utility and set the width to 0%. That keeps the sub fully mono, which is exactly what you want down there. If needed, use a Q8 and only clean up the extreme low rumble, maybe around 20 to 30 Hz. Don't start carving up the sub unless you actually hear a problem. Now for the fun part, rebuilding the phrase so it feels groovier. Instead of leaving the MIDI perfectly locked to the grid, shape it into a call and response kind of pattern. Let one note land before the snare, then leave a small gap, then answer after the snare. That forward and back motion is a huge part of classic jungle bass programming. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12 and drag in a subtle swing groove. For this style, you usually want something gentle. Try swing around 54 to 58%, timing around 10 to 30%, random very low, and just a little velocity variation if it feels good. You're aiming for human movement, not sloppy timing. Apply that groove to your bass clip and listen carefully with the drums looping. This is where the magic starts. A groove doesn't just shift timing, it changes the feel of the phrase. Suddenly the bass sounds like it was played, not stamped into place. Now, a really useful teacher tip here: if the groove feels too loose, back off the random and timing. Beginners often overdo groove because they hear the movement and think more is better. It usually isn't. In jungle and old school DNB, a little movement goes a long way. Next, use velocity to add phrasing. If your instrument responds to velocity, give the stronger notes a higher value and the ghost or passing notes a lower value. Think something like 95 to 110 for the main hits, and 65 to 85 for the lighter ones. This doesn't have to be dramatic, it just helps the line feel more alive. Now we build the dust layer. Duplicate the bass track or make a second one. This layer should not replace the sub. It's just there to add texture and presence. Use something like Waveedable or Operator, but choose a slightly richer sound than a pure sine. Then filter it down hard so it only contributes a little mid-range character. A good chain for the dust layer might be Waveedable, then Auto-Filter, then Saturator, then maybe a subtle bit of Redux or Roar for grit, then EQ8, then Utility. Keep the low end under control. This layer should be felt more than heard. If you solo it, it may sound a bit ugly or narrow, and that's okay. In the mix, it should make the bass feel dusty, worn, and a bit more old school. Now let's automate some movement. Start with filter cutoff on the dust layer. Open the cutoff a little at the end of a phrase, then bring it back down at the start of the next one. This is a classic movement trick. It gives the bass a breathing quality, almost like it's opening up and then settling back into the groove. You can also automate the drive on your saturator. Keep it lighter in the main groove, then bump it up slightly before a fill or transition. We're talking small changes here, maybe from 2 dB up to 4 or 5 dB. Nothing huge. Just enough to make the section lift. Another really effective move is a tiny volume dip before a snare hit. Use utility gain on the bass and automate it down by just half a dB to maybe 2 dB, then bring it back right after. That little pocket helps the snare cut through and makes the bass feel like it's dancing around the break. And this is the Riedel mindset for the style. Don't fight the drums. Dance with them. If the break is busy, keep the bass simpler. If the break is more open, you can get a little more syncopated. But the bass should always feel like it belongs to the rhythm section, not like it's trying to sit on top of it. A really good habit here is to check the bass in mono early. This genre lives or dies in the low end. If your groove disappears or gets weird in mono, fix the layer balance before you add more effects. Usually the answer is not more processing. Usually it's simpler rhythm, better note lengths, or a cleaner layer split. Now, if you want to push it a bit further, group the bass layers and map a few controls to macros. You could make one macro for filter cutoff, another for drive, another for dust layer level. Then you can automate one macro, like a dust lift control, and get several things moving together at once. That's a really nice way to make breakdowns and drop transitions feel musical without doing a lot of separate edits. For arrangement, keep it straightforward. An intro can tease the bass with filtering. The first drop can bring in the full sub and dust layer. The middle section can add a little more automation or one small variation. Then a breakdown can remove the sub entirely and leave only the filtered dust layer and the rhythm. Finally, bring the full bass back for the second drop with a little more aggression or a new note at the end of the phrase. A lot of beginners make the mistake of adding too many notes. In jungle and old school DNB, space is powerful. Let rests do some of the work. A gap before a snare can make the next bass note feel bigger. A short hit can feel punchier than a long one. The contrast between empty space and movement is what gives the groove its weight. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 2-bar jungle bass loop at 170 BPM. Use a sine sub and operator, write 4 to 6 notes, add a dust layer, apply a subtle groove from groove pool and automate filter cutoff, dust level and saturation drive, then loop it with drums and listen for 3 things. Does it feel tight with the break? Does the low end stay clear? And does the phrase feel like it's moving forward? If you want to compare versions, make 3 passes. One with straight timing, one with light swing, one with stronger groove and automation. Listen to which one feels most like classic jungle energy. Usually the best version is not the most complicated one. It's the one that grooves the hardest while staying controlled. So the main takeaway is this. In this style, the secret is not just the sound design. It's the relationship between timing, phrasing, and subtle motion. Keep the sub clean and mono. Put the grime and character in a separate layer. Use groove pool to humanize the feel. Use automation in small, meaningful moves. And always check the bass with the drums. That's how you get that tape dust vibe, where the bass line feels like it's been rebuilt from a worn loop into something alive, moving, and ready for jungle pressure. Now go loop it, tweak it, and let the groove breathe.